2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent. To find a State Farm agent near you, call 1-800-STATE-FARM or visit statefarm.com.
A fresh start. There's nothing better. That's what 2016 offers all of us. Take advantage of the new year by kicking off a new career as a truck driver with Schneider. Schneider has led the industry since 1935 by living out our core values and offering the widest variety of driving career opportunities. Explore all of them and give yourself a fresh start at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Spend Fridays with New York's finest.
You are joining the greatest police department in the world.
And with a family who is the heartbeat of the city.
I'll help you. You got my word on that.
Thank you.
Because when you're a Reagan...
I come from a family of cops. Great cops.
Justice runs in the family.
I became a lawyer because I love the truth. This
is our... I will always have your back. Family comes first.
Blue Bloods. Fridays. Only CBS.
Do you owe the IRS? Do you have unfiled tax returns? Have you received a wage garnishment or bank levy? If you or your business owe $10,000 or more to the state or IRS, and you are one of the first 100 callers, we will prepare your tax returns for free. Call the Tax Firm of America, 1-800-726-1430. This offer is limited to the first 100 callers, 1-800-726-1430, 1-800-726-1430.
Cub fans, starting this spring, listen to every exciting Cubs game right here on the new radio home of Cubs baseball. Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Cubs win!
WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Big win over Milwaukee for the Bulls last night. Their fifth in a row. Jimmy Butler with 32 points and 10 assists. The last Bull to have a 30-point 10-assist game was Derrick Rose in March of 2012. Coach Fred Hoiberg now worried about getting Rose going again.
Those last three games, you know, you look at Derrick's three games before he got hurt, he was 19 and then two games over 20. And I thought he was when he was in attack mode last night, we were a really effective, efficient basketball team. You know, and it starts with those two guys. If you have good players and playmakers in your backcourt, you're going to have a chance.
Bulls host the Celtics tomorrow night. Joakim Noah remains sidelined for that one. Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase is the front runner to land the head coaching job in Philadelphia, according to Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio. Gase is interviewing with the Browns today, the Dolphins tomorrow, the Giants on Friday. Meanwhile, NFL.com's Ian Rappaport says Sean Payton will remain head coach in New Orleans, and there's no love lost between the city of St. Louis and Rams owner Stan Kroenke. In his application to move the team to L.A., Kroenke said no NFL club would be interested in St. Louis's new stadium, and any club that signs on in St. Louis will be on the road to financial ruin. Blackhawks will play in Pittsburgh for the second time in two nights. We'll play against Pittsburgh, for the second time in two nights tonight, this time at home. Puck drops at 7. Today, the NHL announced Jonathan Toews will join Patrick Kane on the All-Star team. Corey Crawford, though, not selected this year. College basketball tonight, NIU takes on Ohio. Northwestern hosts Ohio State. Loyola is at ISU. Inside the Clubhouse is presented by Motorworks. Nobody works like Motorworks to earn your business. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
This are brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
What about Mark Shinowski talking the other day?
Here's Mark Shinowski.
Mark Shinowski,
Mr. NBA.
Mark Shinowski covering the Bulls for CSN Chicago.
There's a lot. Oh! Jimmy Butler. Go get it, JB. Go get it.
Miritich lines up.
Three. Home run.
Dermott. Step back jumper.
Bucket.
Rose. Hands. Fire. Score.
Host of Bulls pre- and post-game live.
Mark Shinowski back in our downtown Chicago studio.
And he's on fire.
Talking Bulls basketball all season long.
The Bulls kind of look like a bunch of independent contractors who are thrown together and, all right, we'll play this game. But, you know, when you need to dig down deep and get that stop, you need that commitment where guys really want to win for one another.
Mark Shinowski with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 405, it's been a couple weeks for me since we've had that chance to visit with our guy here.
Mark Shinowski is on Twitter, at Mark Shinowski, and he's on the Home Run Inn Pizza Hotline, now open in Chicago's Lakeview neighborhood. And since last we talked, Mark, the ship has been righted.
Rampaging.
And whether or not we can draw any relationship of causality between the nadir and the ensuing discussions and the practice time, it certainly has correlated that when it looked like they hit a bit of a bottom and they've put it back together, it's credit to everybody involved and especially Fred Hoiberg.
No question about it. The Bulls have been much more efficient offensively. They scored over 100 points in each of their last eight games. And remember back to when Jimmy Butler made those comments in New York after a loss to the Knicks that, you know, Fred Hoiberg needs to coach us harder. And then there was the face-to-face meeting with Jimmy and Fred, and I think they aired out some things there, the better ways to use him in the flow of the offense. And Jimmy's been outstanding over the last couple of weeks. I mean, it's no coincidence that he had those three big offensive games when Derek was out, but he continued that last night, scoring 20 points in the first half. So I think Butler has decided, you know, he probably made a conscious decision. A, I'm going to say something about what I see around the team, and B, I'm going to take over offensively. And the results have been positive all the way around.
Yeah, who knew, by the way, that he would said, Michael Jordan probably scored more than 40 points and a half. I would have guessed that he did, but he did not. So I would have never thought that would be a record set by Jimmy Butler.
No, and who would have thought that Butler would be the guy that could muster up that many points in a half? Because when you look at his offensive game, you know, you think of him more of a slasher, a mid-range shooter, not a guy who's going to be lighting it up from all different angles. I mean, the shots that he made during that half were amazing. You know, he's making left-handed bank shots, and he's step-back baseline jumpers. He made a couple of threes. And the thing that I really liked is, you know, Jimmy is a powerfully built guy, and sometimes, you know, he'll take that step-back fadeaway. When he goes in strong to the hole and tries to go through guys, he forces officials to blow the whistle, and that's one of the things that the Bulls have been lacking in recent years is guys who can get to the free throw line consistently. And Butler's averaging over 7 free throws a game, and there hasn't been a Bull since the days of Michael Jordan who's done that. So that's really a positive step for his evolution as an NBA All-Star.
Not having Joakim Noah has helped, and I'll say it, and whether or not it's popular to say, they're a better offense without him. Bobby Portis can be your energy guy because that's a spaz you have to guard. You know, he's still a work in progress, and Bobby's got a lot to learn about. And boy, Greg Monroe showed him a thing or two a couple times. But I think you've found your next energy guy, and it gives you so much more as far as the geometry of your offensive spacing. It allows Jimmy to work more off of Pau Gasol too, and then you've got that great little two-man game going on. They've got that thing wired. When Pau just looks for Jimmy going to the basket, they got a game winner off of it. They've gotten all sorts of opportunities. I really like watching that.
And as we've seen with NBA basketball over the last, really, the last decade, it's become a pick-and-roll league. And the Bulls have now multiple options. They can use Jimmy on the wing. They can also use Derrick Rose and Gasol, where Rose drives the paint and makes that hook pass back to Powell for the 15-foot jumper. They've got some nice things going in their half-court offense that, you know, on need possessions you can go to and feel pretty good that you're going to get a shot. And I heard you guys yesterday talking about Portis, and I agree 100%. I mean, he gives you almost all the intangibles that Noah does, and yet he's got a nice feathery touch from all the way out to the three-point line. When you have a young kid, 20 years old, 6'11", who will attack the glass, who will play, you know, with a lot of fire and still have a nice shooting touch, you know, sometimes he'll kind of freak out mentally. Yesterday he got a little bit too emotional and they called him for an elbowing foul.
Yeah,
he'll take those kind of mistakes when a guy's playing that hard.
You know, aside from him, too, and I do like the way he plays, and I understand he's got a long way to go, Mark. If you were listening yesterday, did you hear the guy that wanted to fire John Paxson because he hasn't won anything yet?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, is there something? Are we missing something? Because you're closer to it than we are. Are we missing something that he could have done in his many attempts to bring players here? Are we missing anything?
Well, Dan certainly had a collar on his heels. There's no question about it. I mean, you know, talking about, what would you do specifically? When you think back to what they've done, you know, some of their strategy over the years, even though it wasn't executed to the final degree, was perfect. You know, they created two max slots in 2010, told LeBron James, listen, we'll build the whole team around you. You can bring whoever you want. He chose to go elsewhere. There's nothing you can do about that. They made a similar pitch to Carmelo Anthony, you know, in 2014. He decided, I think, a lot urging of his wife to stay in New York. So, you know, you can't do much about that. You know, there's some minor tweaks. Maybe you could argue, you know, I know the caller brought up Jamal Crawford. I would agree that back in 2011, when they had their choice of Jamal Crawford, Rip Hamilton, or Jason Richardson, I would have taken Jamal, but that's 5 years ago. You know, so minor things they could have done, but I think that the drafting has been off the charts when you think of Butler and now Portis and Taj Gibson. Yep. They got Mirotić at 22. You know, it's been a remarkable litany of guys that have gotten late in the first round.
How are you looking at minutes distribution right now? Because I tend to hold off until I know what the actual rotation is going to be and who the material playoff guys are going to be. But for an organization that has been very concerned about minute level, and perhaps rightly so under Tom Thibodeau, it does still look like some of these guys are getting a lot of burn who are going to be important if there are any real playoff aspirations.
Well, I think they're kind of looking at the way the Eastern Conference is structured right now and realizing you can go from 2 to 7 in a hurry. And these regular season games are going to be more important than maybe they were in years past, where you figured you were pretty locked into home court advantage. I think they look at it that you've got to stack up as many wins as you can to try to get that home court in the first round. You definitely want to finish 2-3 to avoid the Cavaliers until the conference finals. So I think that's kind of the overall goal, is to avoid Cleveland, have them in the other half of the bracket. And I like some of the things that they're doing the rotation in terms of looking at matchups in a particular night and realizing, you know what, this guy's not going to help us. For example, you yesterday, Aaron Brooks didn't even get off the bench because they remembered back to last year's playoffs where Michael Carter-Williams posted him up and just brutalized him on the defensive end every time.
Yep.
So they didn't use him at all. And there'll be other nights where Heinrich won't play because they'll decide that the guards that the other team has are just going to be too quick for him to defend. I think that's a good way to go about it. You know, the guy who's kind of losing his minutes right now has been McDermott because Snell's been playing better the last couple of weeks. McDermott is the guy they have a lot of invested in. You know, the front office traded away a lot of assets to bring him in, and I think he'll continue to get some minutes, but he only played just over 10 minutes last night and missed both of his shots. So as guys come back, as Noah comes back, now that they're trying to force-feed Nico minutes at the three, McDermott might be the guy that slides out of the rotation.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking, Mark, looking at it last night, that my guy is going to disappear.
Yeah, that's your guy, I know.
Yeah, I know, and I think he's going to disappear.
Well,
I mean,
you know,
I could see him.
One of those things where if he's not making shots, you know, he's not really going to give you a lot on the floor.
No.
Really doesn't match up well at either the three or four spot on the other end. You know, in terms of what they do in their offense, unless he's going to get early looks in transition, when Rose pushes the ball up the court, he runs to a corner and gets an uncontested three, I think that's where his real value is. And I think what the Bulls have to do is find ways where he can play with the starters so he's going to get better looks than he does with the second unit.
You were examining some stuff for CSNChicago.com, looking at some outside-the-market possibilities, some transaction possibilities. What's the latest? I guess Kevin Martin is a name to give them some outside scoring, somebody else that you have to guard that also can play the way that Fred Hoiberg wants. Any other trades that you know of that are being discussed or that remain viable?
I think the Bulls are keeping an eye on what's going on in Houston. You know, that's a team that's kind of combusting from within, and Dwight Howard, you know, as he usually does, feuding with just about everybody, making noises about how, you know, he's going to opt out at the end of the year and maybe test free agency, and the guys around him aren't winners, and James Harden's kind of gone back to his old way of just, you know, every shot is his, and he dominates the ball, and guys don't really like playing with him that much. So they're kind of on the fringe of 500 right now, and if they decide to blow that up, I think Trevor Ariza would be a beautiful fit.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Guy who can shoot the three. He can also give you some defensive help. Mike McGraw, the Daily Herald, had an interesting piece the other day saying that what the Bulls really need to do is to get someone to help Jimmy, you know, so that he can focus more on the offensive end and not also have the responsibility of guarding LeBron for 40 minutes a night. If you brought in a guy like Ariza, who would take some of that defensive burden away from Butler to have to guard the best guy night in and night out, especially in a potential playoff series with the Cavaliers, to me, that would be the perfect addition. So I think that's what the Bulls front office is keeping an eye on. What the price would be, I'm not sure. You know, if it were me, I would trade Mirotić in a heartbeat, but I know the front office likes him a lot, so I don't know if that's something they would do.
It might be the time to sell high. You know,
right.
Last March might have been the time to really sell
right,
high.
That would have been the time.
But I don't know. And Gibson keeps doing stuff for you, and every time you think that maybe here he's at 30 and he's got the bad ankles, but that's a professional basketball player. You know.
Yeah, we were talking about it in the postgame show last night, just marveling at his stat line. He played just under 38 minutes. He only took 6 shots, made 5 of them. He had 11 points, 14 rebounds, and 6 block shots. I mean, that's a man's line there. And, you know, Taj has battled ankle problems. You know, he went in and took the drastic step to have the surgery in the offseason. He struggled with it early in the year, but now he's saying that he's got a lot more flexibility in the ankle. He's feeling more explosive. And really, this Bulls mini turnaround started when they put Taj in the starting lineup. Now, at the time, they benched Nico. Now Nico's back at the three, which I think is they're just trying to find something with him to build some confidence. And who knows, maybe trying to help his trade value as well. But, you know, that lineup is, you know, Nico is not a three. We all know that. But I think that they just feel that he brings enough on the offensive end that they just don't want to say, you know, go sit down next to Etuan Moore and we'll call you in a couple of months. So I think they want to keep him in the rotation. They want to see what they can get from him. And, you know, I think Taj has really been a key because when you started both Pau and Nico together, it was like a turnstile. You know, they were running screen roll and nobody could stop it. At least now with Taj, you have more rim protection and you have a guy who's going to take care of his responsibilities on the defensive glass.
I wonder how many NBA seasons this is in a row. And to me, it really doesn't start until at least one person and maybe a chorus of people scream that Dwight Howard is an idiot. I mean, really, Mark, it just doesn't. It happens every season. It's not just you. A lot of people think the same thing, and they come to this conclusion, maybe this time of year, maybe earlier. God, this guy's an idiot. What are we doing here?
Well, he's the classic guy, you know, looks like Tarzan, plays like Jane. I mean, he just has no game offensively, and he's always talking about, you know, how tough he is and the things he can do on the court, and he never backs it up. He hasn't developed a post move in 11, 12 years in the league, so I'm not holding my breath waiting for that. He always talks about wanting more touches in the post, but what's he going to do with it? He has no moves whatsoever. He gets all his points on dunks. He's a bad teammate. He's always talking about the things that his team doesn't do instead of trying to help it. He's a guy that when you look at him from a physical standpoint, you think he should dominate the league, and yet, you know, now that he's over 30, I think the days of thinking that he's going to be a dominant force in the league, they're long gone.
Well, there's your ringing endorsement of Dwight Howard. Thanks.
Yes, thank you very much for that. That's perfect.
Our guest, Mark Schanowski, who joins us weekly, and it's great stuff. We look forward to doing it next week.
All right, guys, Happy New Year to you and all your listeners, and yeah, look forward to it. We've got Bulls and Celtics tomorrow night. You guys have been enjoying Kendall back with us?
Yes. He's good.
Actually, yes, I do.
He's good.
Yeah,
he's good. There's a new energy, and I think that grouping just works.
Yep. Agreed.
It's so great to have him back on so many levels, and he's excited to be back. And I know the viewers love him, and it's really brought a lot to the show. So did want to give Kendall a little love there. And Dan, I'm glad you saw the column. That's going to be a weekly feature on
CSNChicago.com. Excellent. We'll be reading. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Take care, Mark.
That is Mark Schanowski of Comcast SportsNet on the Bulls. At 5 o'clock, Hub Arkish takes your calls on the Bears and the NFL. So we're open until then. 312-644-6767. As Terry mentioned, right after the second half, we put a bunch of things out there, and if you were roused to react, you can certainly do so now in delayed fashion with Boers and Bernstein on the Score.
Chicago's sports morning show is Mully and Henley.
Jimmy Butler had 40 points and a half. He broke a Michael Jordan record. Jimmy Butler. How many of those points came within the offense? The offense was give the ball to Jimmy and get out of the way. That was Mike Jordan stuff.
Turn them on when you get out of bed.
Or get in the car.
Mully and Henley. Chicago's sports morning show. Turn them on at 5 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
This is Jim Rohn with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Looking at that national title game Monday night, Vegas says Alabama's better, but looking at yesterday's presser, nobody is looser than Clemson head coach Dabo Sweeney. If you're waiting for this dude to tighten up and buckle under the torque of that perfect season, that's just not happening. Dabo hits the dais yesterday with jokes, impressions, and takes, like the one where he said Alabama is his dream matchup for the title game. Quote, "You leave the hospital, they stamp your birth certificate, Alabama or Auburn. That's just how it is. I always told people growing up, Alabama was the smartest state, four A's and a B." End quote. Cha-ching! And you get an A+, coach. Dabo's not worried that Clemson starts with a C. That's the guy who knows nobody believes in his team, and he is just enjoying the ride. I'm Jim Rohn.
This is Joel Weinberger, one of the principal owners of Continental Motors. We're driven to care. That means we're all about you, finding you the car you want, that fits your budget, and taking care of you after the sale. Continental Motors is about relationships. We want you to enjoy the car buying process and keep coming back. Stop in and find 10 brands, 8 locations, and thousands of new and pre-driven choices. Shazam this ad right now for our entire inventory. At Continental Motors, we're driven to care. Visit ContinentalMotors.com.
Everyone knows Schneider is a great place to start a truck driving career, but I bet you didn't know this. Schneider has nearly 5,000 drivers with more than 1 million consecutive safe miles, proof that Schneider is more than a starter company. Schneider offers tremendous opportunity for experienced truck drivers with a wide variety of flexible work configurations and ongoing growth opportunities. Your experience will fit in perfectly with Schneider's 80 years of industry leadership. See how and apply at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Getting affordable parts for your vehicle has never been easier. In fact, it's as easy as ABC. ABC Auto Parts. Stop paying inflated prices for new parts that deflate your wallet. ABC Auto Parts has thousands of parts salvaged from insurance loss vehicles, including transmissions, engines, doors, and tires and wheels for all vehicles. Recycled parts save time, money, and the planet. The next time you need a part, try us first. We've been here since 1936, so we probably have what you need. ABC Auto Parts. Online at abcap.com. That's abcap.com.
Terry Moore is here.
And Matt Abaticola.
And you know, Matty, we have been on this mission for a while now, and we continue on this because we think it's important, and I think most people would tell you this, to have a really, really good night's sleep every night, not just once in a while, but every damn night.
And you have to see our friends over at Mattress Firm. You know, they are America's number one mattress retailer, also the home of America's most highly recommended mattress, the Tempur-Pedic, and I promise you, it'll be the best night's sleep you've ever had. It's such a good night's sleep, Terry. I don't even hate coming to the show anymore. That's how good a night of sleep it is. That I'm just that I'm much. Happy when wow. I wake up in the morning and I'm like, man, I cannot wait to get to work. This mattress will change your life.
It will change your life. And here's the beauty of it. When you get to go there, you pick out the mattress you want, you decide you get a terrific deal, all the clearance, you know, everything you got going for you. Here's another thing you should know. They don't want to take up your time. When they tell you that mattress is coming to your house at a certain time, it will be there. And if it's not delivered at that time, the delivery will be free. They will take away the charge. So you don't have to sit around all day going, are they here yet? I don't know. I don't think. No. You don't have to worry about it. They will be there. Mattress Firm, when they say they'll be there at a time, they will be there at that time. No waiting. No waiting. No sitting around going,
And right now is a great time to get to Mattress Firm with their overstock and clearance sale. Over $10 million in Tempur-Pedic overstock mattresses must go. So go to mattressfirm.com to find the store nearest you. You could also call 888-534-6894 for details about credit cost and terms. So get over there right now. Don't miss their overstock and clearance sale. They are America's number one Tempur-Pedic retailer. It's Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Join Sam's Club and get incredible savings every time you shop. Check out the wide selection of organic fruits and vegetables and find great prices on oven-fresh baked goods and delicious weeknight meal solutions. Join Sam's Club now and get a $5 gift card plus $20 in free groceries. Get a free rotisserie chicken, a two-pack of Panera bread soup, and two French baguettes. Stop in today for this limited-time offer. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. See club for details.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Thursday.
Prepare to weep at the glory of my genius.
When you're America's favorite geeks.
Yes!
That's big.
Paradigm-shifting news, gentlemen.
When you're the number one comedy on television.
You used to it yet?
No.
Me neither.
That's big.
Does it get any better than this?
When you're having your biggest season
ever.
My brain is better than everybody.
That's Big Bang.
Yeah!
The Big Bang Theory, Thursday, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It was on my mind. It's unreal if people think I can't dunk, but to each his own. I think I'm still athletic enough that I could dunk, but dunking doesn't define my game or doesn't define basketball, but if you could do it, it's pretty cool.
He can dunk if he wants to. How about that, ladies and gentlemen?
Fair
he
enough.
Can dunk if he wants to.
Fair enough. He made a couple athletic plays last night. He made one nice little reverse, sort of staying in the air longer than I thought he could. A couple good finds. Did a nice job keeping his dribble alive to find Tony Snell cutting to the basket. And that's the kind of complimentary game. If he can just do that, he didn't take any, well, not many, but he still takes dumb threes.
I was going to say, yeah.
Flat, dumb threes. But
he's not completely cured.
If he can really understand that he's the second fiddle or the third fiddle, they can be really good. Just know what he can't do.
Well, we got a long way for him to figure it out. We got a long way before you get to the games that really count, so we'll see. I mean, maybe he will figure it out. And, again, I think the good news there is he can dunk if he wants to.
We're half an hour away from finding out who is in this year's class for the Baseball Hall of Fame. Looking at those four names, as far as, you know, the one certainty that we have in Ken Griffey Jr., and then I would say Piazza, Reigns, and Bagwell.
Yes.
Bagwell's numbers are almost identical to Frank Thomas.
Yeah.
Almost identical.
Yeah, so, we've been over this so many times that they're like kindred spirits. And the only surprise there, you knew that eventually, because of that, Bagwell was going to make it. I think Reigns rising, which is great, because he belongs in there. Agreed. Tim Raines belongs in the Hall of Fame. And I think the first two are for sure, Griffey and Piazza, Lock City. And then after that, I think those two, and that's a nice little class for you, a little varied class, a little bit of everything there.
Now, why is it that it's a story that a football team's application to leave a city involves actual justification for their desire to leave the city? That's what those applications are.
Yeah, I'm not.
You are trying to convince other owners that it's in the league's best interest to not have a team in that city anymore.
Correct.
I was surprised to read headlines this morning. Oh my goodness, they're crapping all over St. Louis. Well, everybody does because it deserves it because it's an awful place. But that's an easy one. That's a slam dunk to say why you shouldn't have a team in St. Louis.
And I guarantee you,
if somebody's angry.
Yeah, I guarantee you that, you know, what he wants more is his own damn bathroom.
Oh, he'll clear you out of a bathroom.
He'll get you out of the bathroom. Now, see?
His men will commandeer urinals for you.
And
More than one. He'll stop in the middle and he'll just go to a different urinal if he wants to.
Don't you think in L.A. he'll get his run of his urinal? He'll get his way.
He'll get a gilded bathroom befitting a king.
Yep. Befitting the king that he is.
No question about it. But don't be surprised. That's historically what those applications are. It's like, all right, we got to get out of this hellhole, and here's why. And it's that's an easy one. St. Louis is a layup.
We got to get out of this hellhole.
You've got an underground garbage fire that's threatening buried nuclear waste. Can't you end with that?
I think that's, for me, yes. And again, my own urinal as well.
Scoreboard update.
I mostly just wanted a reason to bag on St. Louis in the updates.
Well, you don't even have to do it. You can just read what they wrote, which is true. I mean, that's what you do. Is that, well, why should you leave? Here's why this place blows.
Oh, wow.
It's 4:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Lots happening around the NFL today, including interviews for head coaching gigs for Bears offensive coordinator Adam Gase. He's reportedly the front runner to take over from Chip Kelly in Philadelphia. Sad news for William Refrigerator Perry. He's hospitalized in Chicago with a leg infection. He's reportedly in danger of having his leg amputated.
Hey, Julie, I meant to ask you.
Yeah.
The timing with his appearance at Soldier Field seemed a bit odd. Was he here already?
I think the trip to Soldier Field was planned, but he was in the hospital. He was apparently here to see someone about complications related to diabetes.
Okay.
And they discovered that he had this leg infection. They let him out of the hospital to go to the game, and then he came back to the hospital.
And then there was some confusion as to which family members were in charge of making decisions on his care, right? Like, there's Michael Dean, and then there's the other brother.
Yeah, I did not read that, although I can't remember who wrote that story. Was it in Sports Illustrated a couple of years ago about his situation. Yeah, was the
where,
a mess.
That was a where are they now catching up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, catching up.
Yeah, that was a mess.
It's sad because you know what, Julie, to me, the 85 Bears, you know, I know they're beloved in the city by the old and the stupid, and they're all sitting in the back of the yards in their undershirts. But but let me say this, that of all the guys on that team, you would, everybody who came across, you loved Refrigerator Perry.
Well, and I think we all kind of Prince. Encouraged it, too, because we all were like, ah, fat Prince. Guy running with a football, and, you know.
Prince of a guy.
He could never lose it afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Elsewhere in the NFL, Calvin Johnson released a statement about his future. He says he's still evaluating his options. He could retire. Tom Brady says his ankle sprain is getting better, it's not too serious, and he won't miss any games. Sean Payton will remain head coach in New Orleans. To the hard court, Jimmy Butler followed up his 42 points against Toronto on Sunday with a 32-point 10-assist game in last night's win over the Bucks. Coach Fred Hoiberg feels like the team is finally starting to come together.
I think a big thing is building the habits. You know, the things that we've tried to stress throughout you know, training camp into the season now, and I think our guys have seen some success, you know, that always helps, is the things that you're preaching when they go out and they work. That's always a good thing. You know, so it's continuing to play the right way, and we've done that.
Bulls host the Celtics tomorrow night. In hockey, the Blackhawks host Pittsburgh tonight. Puck drops at 7. Jonathan Toews will join Patrick Kane on the All-Star team. Elsewhere, the Kings have acquired Vincent LeCavalier and Luke Shen from the Flyers in exchange for Jordan Wheel and a third-round pick in 2016. LeCavalier's agent says he'll retire after the season, and the Capitals have agreed to a one-year contract with center Mike Richards. Major League Baseball's Hall of Fame will announce its newest members tonight at 5, just about 27 minutes from now.
Is Mike Richards the guy that had the international drug deal? Wasn't that the guy?
Well, he got caught at the border coming.
That's
in.
That's him,
like,
right? And then the Kings
like
got out from
or something.
But yeah, but they exercised a clause in the contract to get out from under the money, right?
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But he's not some sort of dangerous international criminal.
I don't. He's not El Chapo, as far as I know.
That's a good nickname for him, though.
The Grossinger.com hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at 9 area locations at Grossinger.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the new radio home for the Chicago Cubs. Starting this season, every game will be heard on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's radio home for Cubs baseball.
All right, here's the Tribune story. This is our guy, Dan Wiederer. Mm-hmm. Help me figure this out here. Refrigerator Perry was hospitalized in Chicago over the weekend to receive treatment on a leg infection, according to his older brother, Willie. He had attended the Bears' loss to the Lions, received a warm greeting when interviewed on the video board. Yep. Mm-hmm. Following the game, according to Willie, Perry returned to Northwestern Memorial Hospital downtown to continue treatment for a leg infection doctors had discovered on New Year's Day when Perry visited the facility to obtain proper medications for several health issues, including diabetes. Mm-hmm. To treat the infection, Willie said Perry was asked to remain in the hospital for observation and to receive the proper antibiotics. Willie said he was told William had been cleared by the Northwestern medical staff to be released. But according to Willie, another brother, former NFL player Michael Dean Perry, who's William's legal conservator, asked doctors to keep the refrigerator at the hospital. On Wednesday morning, a media spokesman at the hospital said they had no record of Perry in their patient directory, but due to privacy laws, could not clarify whether or not Perry had been treated at the facility. Willie Perry said he returned home in South Carolina on Tuesday without his brother. Willie acknowledged he's been in a longstanding feud with Michael Dean over William's guardianship and care. Willie asserted his top goal is to aid William's health. He said his health is health is health. Everything else is secondary. I could care less about what Mike might think, what Mike might say. I want him to get what he needs to get healthy, to lead as normal a life as he can. All those things will come in if he gets the help he needs for his health. He said the Tribune has not yet been able to reach Michael Dean Perry. So is it possible he wasn't supposed to be at the game and was actually supposed to be at the hospital continuing to receive treatment?
I think they probably... You mean, do you think he was at the hospital? He went from the hospital to the game?
That's what it says.
Yeah.
He went from the hospital to the game, but Willie said he was told William had been cleared.
Yeah,
but his conservator asked doctors to keep him there, which tells me maybe there's some confusion as to whether or not he was supposed to leave and whether or not there was a setback because
this is like the major setback of setbacks, though. when you're talking about losing a leg.
But maybe it's possible that what contributing to this was one brother told him, yeah, come to the game, and the other brother said, no, don't go to the game. You're not supposed to go to the game. I have no idea what's going on.
Isn't that oftentimes the case?
As long as Regina Rice doesn't swoop in at any point.
Well, she was with him at the game.
Southside, this is Corey on the score.
The talent that
Corey.
He has on the field. Yeah, he should be fired.
Who?
He should, you know, let go of the team.
Who?
I mean, they should
wait
till next year.
Hold on.
Whoa.
Hold on. Corey, hold on.
Corey,
stop phone, right? Just for a second.
Corey.
Start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning.
Oh, he's talking to somebody else, not us.
Corey.
Yeah, I'm talking to you guys, yeah.
Okay, well, I haven't punched you up yet. Corey, start from the beginning.
Start from the beginning. Oh, whoa.
Where are you?
I just called in, to express my opinion. I didn't hear the front part of the conversation, the question, and the topic what you were talking about.
What are you talking about, and where are you?
I'm on the south side of Chicago.
Yeah, but where?
I'm sorry.
It sounds like you're like
maybe
in a...
Maybe I put in at the wrong time.
No, it just sounds like you're at like a livestock auction or something.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No, just go ahead and say what you want to say.
Well, I want to say that, the bottom line, the Bears are in need of a new head coach.
Okay, I'm glad we heard that.
Well, then we're sorry you got to that.
Where the hell was he?
I don't know. I thought this was something I didn't like. I'm not sure what I heard, but okay. All right.
That was bizarre.
I thought he was arguing with two guys.
I didn't know what was going on.
It sounded like he was arguing with people because he wasn't talking to us when you said hello.
John and Oswego, welcome to WSCR.
That was funny. Dan, you brought up an interesting point, which is about the minutes, Butler and all this stuff. Weren't we told last year that it was all about the minutes and high minutes for Gasol and Butler? So I just heard the Hoiberg, the soundbite from Hoiberg saying we did all this in the summer. I think Jason said it earlier today. It's Butler left, Butler right, Butler take a shot, throw to Gasol. I don't see this great offense. I don't see the minutes being controlled, which was their big thing at the press conference, wasn't it? That we take care of our players and we're concerned. I don't see any difference in the minutes at all for the playoffs coming up.
Well, Mark Schanowski addressed that too. He thinks that they're having to play harder for the regular season because of the importance of regular season games this year that didn't exist before. My point is, it's hard to tell until they settle on what their rotation is. Once you know, maybe it's after the trading deadline, who's at what position, who's expected to do what, and where the offense is coming from. No, they can't ride Jimmy 40 minutes a night and expect him to be fresh for the playoffs. That's not a plan. That's not an offense. For the moment, it's helping them win, but I don't think that's going to be what they settle on is how they're going to try to maximize what they have.
I think because of the fact you don't get the same thing from the people you put in the game, there's little or no consistency about what you're going to get.
It's hard to tell.
Yeah, the bench sort of remains fluid. I mean, I don't know what you do. Sometimes it's okay, and then other times it's like, is he alive?
Well, that's why I said it's not a positive when you say, well, every night it's been somebody else helping you win. That's not how you win in the NBA.
So let me get this straight. You don't think, in other words, that you're not, your strategy wouldn't be waiting for somebody to get hot? Is that what you're saying?
Wait for the hot hand and pray. No, that's that. In the NBA, you win by getting a consistent performance from your best players handling most of the load for you. And I think they're still trying to determine how they can distribute the minutes and still be competitive.
They're not making a lot of progress in terms of who goes where and when they come in the game and what exactly is my bench. I mean, they're not, and how many minutes. I mean, I understand as to how well they're playing, but that's the thing. You're not getting any consistency off of them. Sometimes it's good. It's okay. And then other nights it's like, why did we even put anybody else in the game? So, I think it's difficult at this time. And you're right. He hasn't made up his mind. And he can't. Do you have a bench you'd say, I want to play these three or four guys?
No.
I don't know which ones to play.
And if McDermott's the odd man out, there's going to be some.
He looks like it now.
Yeah, this is going to all be quite different, and whether necessitated by some personnel changes or not. But
it's not very consistent with those people who play off the bench. It's just not.
I'm not going to argue with what you're seeing, because it's true. I think it's a little premature to ask that, okay, now you know who's where, now you settle in, and now you take it easy on these guys. You can't really do that yet, but when the time comes, I do agree that you will have to.
Yeah, I think you got to.
And I think they want to also.
Yeah, they just haven't found anything. I can look. You can watch them and see why. Not difficult to say. Okay, that wasn't good that time. Why was it good the time before? I mean, everybody needs to be consistent. You need to know exactly what you're going to get. They need to know exactly what they should do, and it just doesn't seem that way. It's not to stop them from winning. Hasn't done that. But it's been, you know, Snell was in. Anyway, he was out for a while. Then he was in.
Yeah, he was in the doghouse, and then he wins a game for him.
Then he wins a game for him.
And Brooks has a Brooks game, because every once in a while, that's what he does. He's going to make a bunch of shots, mm-hmm. and then all of a sudden, Aaron Brooks, he's a little man with big man moves, and then the next game he sucks.
A little man with big man moves.
And then the next game is a little man with a big man moves who sucks. Because it just doesn't add that part, because sometimes you see that guy, too. We're Boers and Bernstein, top of the hour. Hub Arkish will take your calls on the Bears in the NFL, and we will know more about baseball's Hall of Fame, who's in, who's not. So as soon as we know, we'll let you know on The Score.
Sports Radio 670, The Score is your official home for every NFL playoff game through Super Bowl 50, a production of Westwood One.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to getcoveredillinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hey Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Mondays.
They're a team of high IQ personnel.
These geniuses are the smartest people in the room. Any room.
I'm ready to help however we can.
And they may not fit into the world.
It's okay to admit you don't have all the answers.
Every problem has a solution.
But they're the only ones.
We got 2 minutes to avoid a meltdown.
I'm gonna figure this out.
Who can save it?
We got a live one.
Signal's up.
20 seconds.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
Scorpion. Mondays. Only CBS.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call Pain Management Specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
2016 is here. What's your New Year's resolution? Still looking for an idea? Jake's Mint Chew can help you or a loved one by providing an alternative to the nasty habit of dipping tobacco. Jake simulates your ritual of chewing tobacco without the harmful side effects. Its long cut holds the same as smokeless tobacco, but is non-nicotine and tobacco-free because it's made of USDA-certified mint. So order Jake's Mint Chew and get your year off to a healthy start. Purchase online by going to jakesmintchew.com. Jake's Mint Chew. Chew healthy. Chew mint.
Are you paying too much for auto insurance or looking for coverage? Do you know which insurance company has the lowest rates? Call Direct Insurance now, and instead of searching through hundreds of insurance companies, let us do the work for you and match you with the one company that meets your auto insurance needs. Best of all, our service is free. Call now, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249, 800-901-1249.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And we're talking to you at 312-644-6767 on Boards and Bernstein when you're not talking to somebody else.
That happens, though.
You're in the middle of a conversation,
and we interrupt you.
You know what? Whoever that was probably provided a better conversation for him anyway.
But it sounded like he was like in a gymnasium or something. People are screaming. Now, there's a question here, too, that several people want to say. Did I read this Tribune story properly that William Perry has an older brother named Willie? Yes. I don't know that they're both William. It's possible he's Wilbur or Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
But it's possible he is also...
We don't want to go that deep into it, but it's...
You heard it correctly that William has an older brother, Willie, mm-hmm. and Willie and Michael Dean are fighting over custodianship, the custody of him.
It's just... I didn't know... Odd. That he... Why does everything have to be so odd?
I don't know.
I mean, what? I mean, you see these things all the time, like these inter-family battles about stuff. It's like, what? You know, and again, I met Willie once. I'm not sure. I know.
Well,
I
we met Michael Dean. Again, yeah. He was at the Super Bowl with us in Detroit. Yeah. He was right next to us.
Yeah.
He was great.
Yeah. I've met most people. I've met everybody in the country just about. But I don't know.
Why you met most people.
And again, you know, it's not like, I'm sure the fridge is not, it's the last thing he wants.
Is he non compos mentis? I mean, does he need somebody in charge of all of his health care? Does he need a guardian?
I think he does. I think he does. I think it's hard for him to, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I know physically he's got issues, but that...
I think a little bit the other way, too.
This is from Rudy, who says, at the risk of sounding completely insensitive, as I loved the fridge when I was 8 as much as the next guy, but isn't this now like the 10th story where Perry's been on death's door? So this story gets repeated more times than when David Haw writes the now he is mature every time Jay Cutler even thinks about procreating. And you beat me to the Regina Rice joke, but she's hovering around everyone previously mentioned above, claiming total net worth approximates to $32,000. Yeah, if in fact we run into Tom Ricketts at the Cubs convention, we need to ask him if he can pay for our funerals.
Oh, that's the first question.
Right, we have, because he's been so good about it. Like,
that's,
oh, yeah,
that's
sure.
First question.
Got a check.
That's the first question. Hell with me. I'm going to work on family members.
Just have him say, okay, we just get on a sheet. Say, here, sign here, sign here,
Tom,
sign here.
Tom, here's, I could use your help with something.
And we're talking about the Stan Kroenke filing to leave St. Louis.
Yeah.
The ghost of Dave Dravecki's arm says St. Louis's owner obliterated the city of St. Louis for not buying him a stadium. I've also noticed in the comments on related articles on Deadspin, there's a large contingent of local St. Louis meatballs that the complaining that the city didn't hand over $1.1 billion for a stadium to a billionaire. St. Louis, listen closely. You dodged a bullet you could ill afford absorbing. You have a dying tax base with an education system called Mississippi North by National Urban Observers. crime on the street and a Jim Crow era police system in your county. In the winter, it floods. In the summer, it's a swamp. Mosquitoes have voted your town the best vacation spot on the planet. A publicly financed stadium in a town where your top 10 employers have all cut thousands of jobs in a positive growth period for our economy is not what you need. You need that money dedicated to education, public safety, and mosquito abatement. Another team leaves St. Louis, and the sun rises in the east. Ouch.
That's probably not in the travel brochure, is it?
That's not the first page.
Probably not, if I'm looking for that weekend in St. Louis.
Hey, did you guys talk about the story? Because I don't listen all the time or even see the story about the Cardinals putting up new video boards.
I heard.
Because the Cubs had better ones than they had.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So they yes, you talked about it, or yes,
no?
You
I saw
it.
The story. Oh, okay. We did not talk about it.
Yeah. Right.
And
that's all. Okay. Thank you.
Anything else?
No, that's it. Wanted to make sure you guys.
Gotta go hang with that guy on the south side. Talk Bears.
Wait, with
him.
Maddie,
have you heard anything
he
about JFK lately?
Hey, when you screened that call,
yeah, I didn't understand a word he said. I got Corey out of it, and then
Corey Southside Bears.
You're screaming
at
someone.
Yep. Yeah, and then there was Bears, and there was a lot of noise in the background, and I just put him up.
I don't get it.
He's at some kind of slamming party.
Like I've always said, if you can say a name, a location, and a topic, you'll get on the air.
You get on the air.
I misunderstood. He was actually being attacked by Bears. Hey, Corey Southside, hey, these Bears.
Bears! Ah!
So instead of calling 911, he called this show.
Hey, would that surprise you with some of our listeners?
No.
No.
I'm being robbed right now, Dan. Terry.
What channel's a game on?
People call us as just...
Like, someone would be getting robbed and call you, and you would still, like, degrade them and make them feel bad.
Yeah.
Why are you being robbed? You're an idiot.
I would make him prove it.
What did you do? You probably deserve it. Get on with the story here, Jim.
What more do you have, Jim?
Right. I just got shot. Oh, man.
I don't care.
That's great. We should do a segment where call Dan and Terry in an emergency.
Oh.
We should do that for Friday Fun.
I just drove my car.
Hey, this
car
Friday,
to Michigan.
We're going to do Friday Fun.
Good.
So come up with an idea.
Let's do
call Dan and Terry in an emergency.
Let's do relative greatness.
Or call Dan and Terry in an emergency.
No, that's going to get us in trouble. Because there are going to be too many emergencies. But right, we don't promise any help. We just want the entertainment of somebody.
Oh, yeah, no, we're not going to help anyone.
I'm at the bottom of a well.
Well, good luck.
Well, we've been going on with this a long time and haven't helped anybody.
All right, what
why
should
we
do?
Change now?
Relative greatness.
What should we do, Terry?
Relative greatness is fine.
Can't think of any?
Well, I mean, you know, there's Daredevil with Dumbass. There's Ask Us Anything. There's, you know, I mean, there's a.
All right, what's relative greatness again?
Relative greatness is a brush with greatness, either, and I thought about this the other day. Don't ask me why. I think we should expand it. It's either your relative's brushes with famous people or your brushes with relatives of famous people.
Oh, that works, too.
Because you've never taken it in that
so
direction before.
You were sitting around thinking about Friday Fung?
Yes, because I realized this time of year.
It's the time of year.
And the one that popped into my head was that for all these years, we had only defined relative...
You think about this show outside the showtime?
Yeah.
Oh.
You should give it a try sometimes.
That's nice.
Yeah. Hell no.
You know,
what's wrong with you?
Oh! I don't.
Terry has thought about this show in this show for
about
years.
About anything. Right.
About 20 years now, I haven't been
312-644-6767. Hub Arkish is ready for you. If you have a question or a comment about the Bears or anything going on in the NFL right now, and there is a lot of NFL stories out there, Calvin Johnson included, just news stories today. And also when we come back, we should have any new Hall of Famers for you.
Sure.
But load them up for Hub, 312-644-6767. You have the score.
Matt Spiegel here.
And Jason Goff here. Right now you're listening to the longest running sports talk show in the universe, Boers and Bernstein.
But every weekday from 9 a.m. to 1, it's Spiegel and Goff with unfiltered frivolity.
Spiegel and Goff, 9 a.m. to 1.
Talking to Chicago's biggest names in sports and YouTube.
On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports.
Do you need vision insurance because you're retired or your employer doesn't offer vision insurance? VSP Direct provides affordable
individual vision plans direct to you. You'll see great savings and experience the lowest out-of-pocket cost in vision care. VSP Direct covers an eye exam, glasses, contacts, and more. Call 855-401-1432 to start your path to better vision. That's 855-401-1432. This coverage has exclusions and limitations. Call VSP Direct for details.
Now, checking your rate, I know some people worry about this. It's risk-free with no effect on your FICO score. And the funds could be in your account as soon as tomorrow. Right now, there's a special offer. But make sure you're paying attention to the code here because you don't get it without the code. Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after you make your first payment on time. So start your year off right. Go to AvantOffer.com and enter promo code SCORE. That's AVANTOffer.com, promo code SCORE. AvantOffer.com, promo code SCORE. Loans made by WebBank. FICO is a registered trademark of Fair Isaac Corporation. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, whatever you call it, Get Covered Illinois wants you to know that you need to enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Having health insurance is the law. If you don't get coverage, you may have to pay a penalty of $695 or more. Coverage is more affordable than you think. Most people can find monthly premiums for $75 or less. Go to GetCoveredIllinois.gov or call 866-311-1119 to get free in-person help. That's 866-311-1119. Enroll today.
Great marketing techniques that cost less than a cup of coffee? They exist, and you may be surprised at how effective they can be. See them now at CBS Small Business Pulse, powered by the world-class news and information resources of CBS and created in partnership with Office Depot Office Max. The CBS Small Business Pulse gives you the tips, insights, and inspiration you need to help your small business grow. Visit CBSPulse.com right now. That's CBSPulse.com.
Popular music. 14 years ago, 2002.
Number 3.
Mary J. Blige, Family Affair.
Cause I hit it.